You're listening to SBS News.
A devastating explosion that ripped Beirut apart has brought Lebanese Australians together, compelled to help in any way they can. From authors and poets raising money by auctioning their work, to construction magnates renting planes to deliver warehouses full of aid to Beirut, the community has been deeply moved. Gilberte Bishara was one Lebanese woman left almost speechless while trying to fathom the death and destruction. She spoke to SBS News while dropping off some supplies she wanted to donate.
It was maybe one explosion equal to 30 years of everything that happened. And all the destruction, all the like the loss of souls, all the like I can't talk, like the houses, people lost their houses, people lost their families, and the government's not doing anything. It's just people helping people, and like here being so far away, yet our hearts are there. So that's the least we can do.
Sarah Saleh, a Sydney-based writer, had her family home in Beirut damaged. She and other writers are auctioning off their works to raise funds.
These are award-winning authors and artists. So Michael Muhammad Ahmed, Randa Abdel-Fattah, Hassan Haj, even Archibald Prize shortlisted artist Amani Haider as well is in this collection. So it's a pretty mighty group to be a part of and a really great collective. So I'm really proud to be part of it. To do this is honestly a testament to the fact that love and art are really important, that love and art will triumph, I hope, over hate and destruction every time.
Her work and the collected works of other writers has already attracted bids of over $3,000. At dessert boxes, an endless stream of cars filled with care products kept arriving. This is one of 10 collection centers for the Lebanese-Australian-owned John Paul Foundation, which is managed by the Nassif family. Dessert Box's co-founder, Samantha Khatter, was surprised at the number of donations.
The response has been absolutely overwhelming, so it'll probably be quite a few containers being sent over. So it's a lot of aid that's going to be sent to help them.
It was just not the Lebanese that were donating. To Ms. Khatter, it seemed everyone was donating.
Everybody, so from people that have Lebanese backgrounds to people who don't, they might have a friend. I just think this has stolen the heart of everybody. Like everyone has a bit of Lebanon in them, whether it's you love our culture, you love the food, you love the dance and the music. So it's come from everyone with people of different cultures. We've had businesses sponsor us, like corporate sponsors, which has been absolutely incredible. So everyone's just been so giving.
From the Sutherland Shire of New South Wales to the Northern Beaches, from Melbourne, from Queensland, and from 10 different collection points in Sydney, supplies are continuing to arrive. The charity drive, which began 5 days ago on August 10th, is set to continue until the 23rd of August. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.